Good morning. Welcome to our second audio boo of E3. I am your host, Wombat, joined with...
Shipwreck.
And...
GPD.
Excellent. It's nice to see you guys. They're giving me looks. I'm nervous. So we're here. We're sitting in the hotel lobby. We're getting ready for our wonderful breakfast. And we're here to talk about day two... Our first full day on the floor of E3 and our thoughts of everything. So, Shipwreck, please tell me, what was your highlight of yesterday?
NBA Baller Beats.
Can you tell the listeners at home a little bit about this extraordinary new game, video gameplay experience?
Can I do it in as stiff a manner as possible?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, everybody knows what NBA Baller Beats is, right? It's a Kinect game where you use an actual basketball to dribble. It's the most ridiculous concept for a game out there.
And it comes with a basketball.
It comes with a basketball.
Tell everyone about the basketball.
It comes with a...
orange basketball.
An orange... Yes, an orange Spalding basketball that's of okay quality. It's like rubber. But, yeah, we all demoed it. We'll have a video up if YouTube ever... lets it upload all the way. But
it's a thrilling video. I know I was part of it.
Watch how shitty Wombat and I are at dribbling a basketball and how good Shipwreck is.
I wasn't on my A game. It takes a little while to get used to it because, like, you don't know what the, like, it has, like, Dance Central icons come up to show you the different moves you're supposed to do. And, like, there's a green one, like, with a red arrow, and that one's supposed to be, like, between the legs, and
right. then the there's crossover like, one looks just like
the crossover, the and one. Then there's like a behind the back one. So it could take a little while to get used to what's going on, but I like it because it's so ridiculous. Like it's certainly the best thing we saw yesterday was Tomb Raider.
Right, Tomb Raider looks pretty good. I mean, we saw it last year, and they showed a whole different part. They actually showed the next scene that comes right after we saw last year, and it looks amazing. I know Wombat didn't like it because he thought Laura was too whiny.
It's not that she was too whiny. That's a poor choice of words that I used yesterday. My problem with Lara Croft in the new Tomb Raider is that she doesn't have the self-confidence and assuredness that she has had in previous titles. I know she looks a lot less sexual, I guess. Is that the word we want to use?
No, she was pretty sexual, I thought.
She's more sexual in a realistic manner.
Yes, she doesn't look crazy.
Is in a proportion that could exist in the real world.
And she's wearing something that somebody would actually be wearing if they were, like...
In a jungle,
yes.
But in many ways, I guess it's a prequel of sorts more than anything else. Because she's not... It's a reboot. She's not an archaeologist. She's not sure of her jumps. And she says so. There's a lot of, I don't know if I could do this. I don't think I can make it. She cries.
No, I think it's... I can do this.
She said, I can do this.
I can do this.
Yes, she needs to psych herself up to do it because she's not sure.
Right, she's very young. She's just, I think she's supposed to be like 18, right? Or 16, 18, 17?
She's supposed to be legal.
She's Katniss Everdeen.
No, she's legal. Katniss isn't legal.
Oh, okay. She's close to Katniss.
Right. But it looks for me. It looks ridiculous.
It's a gorgeous looking game, and it does look like a lot of fun. It's just a very different Lara Croft.
It's a very different Tomb Raider.
So your only hang up with it is that it's Tomb Raider. Like, if this was a new IP, what would your hang-up be with it?
I probably wouldn't have one at all. It's not even a hang-up. It's not that I don't want to play it. I just think fans of the franchise might be surprised to see a Lara Croft.
I don't think they're going for a larger audience than... The Tomb Raider fans have been shrinking. Like, not everybody's been playing the game. So, I think this is a smart... It looks fantastic.
It's the best looking game I've seen so far.
It conveys a great sense of emotion too. Like it feels like she's
suffering.
Yeah, like
a lot.
Right. There's like vulnerability like to her and everything. Right. But that looked the best thing. What was your favorite thing about that?
It's interesting because I'm trying to think of what I saw yesterday that I was surprised by the Avengers Kinect game. I enjoyed it. I played it yesterday. I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. I don't know if it's going to be a great game when it's on shelves, but it was fun to play, and the moves are surprisingly... it's easy to get used to and to figure out what you're supposed to do for the different moves, and they were very creative in how to do them. Like, I played as the Hulk, and to charge up the Hulk, you kind of hunch over and put your arms in like you're the Hulk. And then when you want to do the move, you pull your arms out, and you feel like the Hulk. And if I was home, I could see myself doing, just yelling out, roar, just trying to get into it a little bit, which could be fun.
Get a camera on that.
Right.
Next time.
Yeah, when I was playing the demo, I did a super move.
We weren't around. Obviously, we would have recorded that.
We would have filmed this, yes.
And it was purely accidental, but it looked really cool. But when it happened, I took out Wolverine in one hit, and there was applause from the people watching. It was pretty ridiculous.
I think they were applauding that you actually came to play the game.
Yeah. Exactly. Someone had to play the game.
People paid to watch you play that game clapped.
I also really... Yeah, exactly. I really enjoyed Rock Band.
Rock Band Blitz is a lot of fun. It's frequency. It's a updated frequency.
Two button frequency, and that uses your whole Rock Band catalog.
I think there's a lot more to it that you... Like, there's all those power-ups and stuff that we don't quite get yet.
Yeah, well, we talked to Nick Chester, who used to work for Destructoid and now is the main PR dude at Harmonix, and he was basically saying that it's the type of game that you can't really play like just once at a show somewhere because you have to really know the songs and know how the songs lay out with each track so you know which track to switch to at which time. So that was the only thing he said about it. But it looked cool.
And I think there's a whole generation of people that never really had the chance to play Frequency or Amplitude who are going to be pleasantly surprised by this offering. And I think it's a really nice evolution of the Rock Band franchise.
What else did we see yesterday?
I played a lot of Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD.
As a robot?
Somewhat as a robot. Yeah, part of it was a robot. Their Robomoto's mascot is unlockable in the game. It seems pretty good. It felt pretty on. Like, there was some lag or something that was just, like, slightly off for people who had played a lot of it. Right. But it was very close, and it looks much better. And I'm going to play the crap out of that game.
Right. Like,
and then you saw some Forza?
You know, I really just wanted to go for a ride in the Forza exotic cars, so I just really went to the Forza booth to try to do that. But I watched people playing Forza while I was waiting in line for that, and it looks more like Forza than I thought it would. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be just like the Forza name and like a whole, it looked like just totally different. But it really looks just like a new Forza game. So I was surprised to see that. But I don't really know much about it. I don't know anything about the social aspects, which is supposed to be a big selling point. I did play Need for Speed Most Wanted, which looks awesome. If you liked Hot Pursuit, this is obviously the spiritual successor to Hot Pursuit.
You got 7th place, I noticed, in that race.
I did horribly. I did very poorly. Yeah, that looks really good. EA show floor, all they really had was sports games.
The $50 premium Battlefield stuff.
Right, that was big. And then behind closed doors, they had Dead Space 3 and Crysis 3, which we didn't see
yet. Which we haven't seen yet, but...
Maybe Thursday.
Maybe Thursday.
What else did we see?
We saw the Testament of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
And that's like...
That dude was fucked up.
That's what I was going to say. That, like, it's a point-and-click adventure type game, but you have like full control of Sherlock Holmes as well, walking around. But yeah, the first scene they show is this dude who's been dead dude. He's been murdered.
A bishop or something.
Yeah. Can you tell me one of the ways, Cheapy, that this guy was in like
tortured?
Bad shape?
Well, his fingers were all broken. Or smashed, I guess they said.
And someone had been flogging the bishop.
And they stole his shoes.
His legs were burned.
Yes, the skin was burned off his legs.
He had holes poked in his stomach. Something was on his face. Lacerations, I think, on his face.
He was pretty messed up.
I think the theme of this E3 is everybody is fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of violence.
Speaking of violence, we saw Skylanders
yesterday. Yeah, we did. Skylanders Giants. They showed off some of the new characters. The gameplay looked slightly evolved from the last one, but... pretty much the same. What did you think, GP? You've never really got into Skylanders.
It didn't look that exciting. To someone who doesn't have any Skylanders figures and had never actually seen the game before,
right.
It looks like a pretty rudimentary, the hack and slash type game. Which is fine, I guess, if you're looking for that. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Ty would love it, you know, but I don't know if I want to go there.
You don't want to go there. Yeah. It looks good. They showed some of the Generation 2 Skylanders, which are returning Skylanders from the first game that have new model figures. So the figures are new poses. So the whole idea of... I know I don't think I'll be buying any of the reissued figures, the version 2s of anyone.
But they're more powerful, though. They have, like, some special ability, right, that the other ones don't have.
Yeah, they have a... Oh, what was the special ability? They have...
A higher level cap and a third move.
I thought the higher level cap carried over from the first one.
It was definitely
it's
like
game.
A move, at very least.
Yeah, it was a minor thing. It was a
and
move.
The characters light up, the actual figures.
That was the light force versions of the figures. And those had, like, if you put them down on the portal, they did, like, a... Basically a bomb that cleared the screen.
Yeah.
And they light up. The actual figure lights up, and there's no batteries in the figure.
It was pretty cool, actually, the way it lights up.
It was pretty cool.
We also saw the Family Guy game yesterday.
They said it's coming in September, but, boy, that game has a long way to go. I mean, it looks like Family Guy, but it looks like a Family Guy that's coming out in 2013.
Or a Family Guy that would have come out in 2005.
Or that never is going to come out, ever. It was off. It was like a shooting game. Like, it was like, remember the Simpsons game that came out?
The movie.
The EA one.
Simpsons the movie?
It doesn't seem as good as that.
No, it does not seem as good as that. It's not quite yet.
They're going for that, you could tell, but...
Cheapy and I have a gentleman's bet where in the demo we watched, Brian and Stewie's mouths don't move when they talk. And I say when the game comes out, their mouths still won't move when they talk. Cheapy says they will.
Either that or the game's not coming out.
Or the game's just not coming out. So I guess we'll all find that out together. You know what game we played yesterday? It wasn't actually on the show floor. It was at an event last night that I think all three of us really enjoyed was Hawken.
Yes. The free-to-play. It is going to be free-to-play.
It's free-to-play, yeah.
Mech game. PC mech game. Indie game.
When you say free-to-play, though, like... This looks like a AAA, like, retail game.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're doing, like, Tribes looks really good, too. I mean, maybe it doesn't look as good as this, but free-to-play does not mean garbage anymore. I don't, you know, it's just... look, I paid $50 on Tribes already, and because the game is clearly quality, and this looks really good, too. I don't know if there's enough there... Like, it looks like they have deathmatch and some other modes, too, but I don't know if it's got that hook that, like, the Capture the Flags Tribes matches have, where you're setting up base defense, you can do so many different modes, so many different functions in Tribes. You can be the flag capture guy, you can be the base defense guy, you can be, like, the guy that just kills people in the midfield. This, I don't know if it has that type of... like class structure where you can really be doing totally different things with different characters. So I don't know, but it looks great. I think we all agree it looks great. And they had a very fancy party with Mixmaster Mike there.
Is that who that was?
Later, Mixmaster Mike came.
Oh, okay.
We didn't see, we saw there was a big projection on the wall and I was like, oh. But we did go see Girl Talk yesterday. Gree had Girl Talk and I was really excited about that. And he was really amazing.
Cheapy stood on a railing and did not move for 45 minutes.
My head moved up in
the head. No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You just think it did.
Shipwreck, tell him.
Yeah, he was a white guy dancing.
Yeah.
Listening to Girl Talk.
Which I guess in my mind is standing still.
I feel like if I was dancing that would be cheating on my wife. Honestly, my wife really likes Girl Talk also, and she was super jealous that I was going to a free, like, private... tiny Girl Talk concert. So I did feel sort of guilty being there, but it was amazing.
They also had really good food at the Girl Talk thing.
Girl Talk brings a whole fucking party with him. It was amazing. So thumbs up. That was my favorite part of the show. So
what about the garbage truck?
Oh yes, the garbage truck from a guy from Rochester who makes garbage plates. Just go to facebook.com/thegarbagetruck to see what it is. Or look in our flickr.com/GBD. You can see the garbage plate. And we all ate it in some form or another. What'd you think, Wombat? That was my college drunk, 2 a.m, drunk off your ass.
It was very good. Would I ever do it? Do I crave it now? Would I need another one ever again?
that's the type of thing, like, you have to have gone to school in Rochester or live there and gone there, like, every week in order to develop a craving for that thing. But, you know, it's pretty awesome.
It was very good.
Anything else that we saw?
We went to the Halo party last night, too, the Halo 4 party.
Wombat missed it.
Yeah.
I went to sleep.
But so we got to play some of the new Spartan Ops mode, which is like their four-player co-op mission-based objectives where you can like level up your character and customize them and everything. And they're putting out like five episodes every week or weekly episodes or
weekly.
Like,
yeah, it's like there's gonna be new content every week. Is it free?
It's free
for a year. The first year.
First year is free.
It's all free every week. New co-op missions. So that was seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, and the stuff we saw was, it looks so good. Like Halo 4, the graphics look amazing. There's new weapons. I was using some kind of new sniper alien weapon. I ran out of ammo a lot.
So did I, and I couldn't find more ammo. And so just the guys from 343 were basically carrying us.
Right, because
there's two guys, right?
We got to a point where like. There's these new enemy types where they have, like, these little helicopter auto drones that are, like, up above them that kind of protect them. And so we got to the point where the 343 guys were like, okay, we need to take out those drones first before we attack these guys. And all I had was a plasma sword. That's all I had. So I just kind of was, like, running around doing nothing, just looking at stuff. I found a box of ammo, but I couldn't figure out how to get, anything out of the box of ammo.
Nah. It looks cool, though. And the party was super swanky.
Was it super swanky?
Super swanky.
I guess I missed out on the swankiness.
Well, they did last year. It was pretty swanky, too.
Yeah. The Halo parties are always really swanky. I mean, I think they have the money.
They can justify spending anything on that party.
Right. And they had so many setups of the game, too. They were doing all the deathmatch, and they were showing off a bunch of front of the missions and everything. But Spartan Ops looks cool. I'm looking forward to that. It looks different than what's... like they've offered before for the
co-op. Does it feel like a Bungie-made game? Do you feel like Bungie's missing? Or is it inconsequential?
You can't tell from what we played, but it felt like Halo when we were playing it.
It smelled like Halo.
Yeah.
It smells like Teen Spirit?
Yes. Anything else we saw yesterday? My throat is already pretty sore. Anything else we saw?
I don't think so. I bet you played some Band Fuse.
I did play Band Fuse. It's fun. It's hard. It's really hard to play.
What is it? Because nobody.
It's
knows what
I was gonna get to it.
I was gonna get to what a basketball is.
Yes, it's a rhythm game where you use a real guitar, and you're essentially playing the song. I mean, if you're familiar with, if you own a guitar, and you've ever played Guitar Tab, or if you ever Googled your Guitar Tab online,
I have.
It's essentially Guitar Tab that flies at you really fast. So if it's a song that you've really never played before on the guitar, it's really hard, and it takes
must have like some practice thing. Right?
It's not so much a practice thing, as much as there's different levels. There is an easy mode where it's fewer notes and more time between the notes, but it's still correct notes for the song.
Right.
In fact, at one point I could tell my E string was out of tune. So when I would hit the button, when I would play the string, it would still register that I played the note correct, but it wouldn't sound quite right. But when it was tuned up, it sounded right.
Oh, weird. Okay.
So
sure.
Yeah. So it's definitely the correct tab. It's really fast, and it's not. If it's a song you don't know, it could be very difficult. But if you could master that song, then you could play that song. So I could definitely see the value in that. So it was kind of cool, and it was just kind of fun to noodle with a guitar.
I think that's pretty much all we saw.
I think that was it. I mean, we'll see. We have nothing but appointments, I think, today, just all day long. So we'll see good stuff.
All right, then. So thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.